Have you been wanting to know about the new CVO StreetGlide ST handlebars? This whole new design that is cast, so you can see the screen, but it's supposed to put you in a more comfortable position than, say, the stock StreetGlide handlebars? Well, we're going to go over the handlebars today. I have put over 1,500 miles on this bike in the last 2 weeks riding with these new bars, and I have to say I'm a fan, personally, but they may not fit you. So let's talk about how they measure, what they are, how they compare to stock, and we'll compare them to my 12-inch LA Chopper Twin Peaks so that you'll get an idea if these bars are drastically different than what you have and if you think you might like them. We're going to start off with the measurements and not my personal opinion. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks. We talk about riding, rallies, gear, wrenching, and Harley-Davidson news. And today, we're taking a look at these handlebars. Now, we're going to start out by measuring these handlebars and talking about the physical characteristics. And then, at the end of the video, I'm going to tell you about my experience with these handlebars over the last 2 weeks and 1,500 miles. So, we'll save the editorial opinion till the last. Now, Harley-Davidson says these bars are 1.6 inches wider and 2 inches higher than stock. Now, where they're measuring that at exactly, I don't know, but hopefully we can tell when we're done in this video. So what I've placed here is a yardstick across the top of the gas tank, right over the cap, and I put a little magnet tray on it just for some weight to help keep it from flipping too easily. Now, we're going to measure end to end on the bars. And I've got right at 34 and a half inches to right there. So if I put the yardstick out here, it's about 4.5 inches from the top of the yardstick to the center of the bar. So it's about 4.5 inches, maybe 4.75 when you take into account the yardstick from the top of the tank gas cap. Now, another dimension that I would be wanting to know is this center. And it's just over 11 inches from here to here. Now, as you can see, these bars angle up. So the next dimension we want to catch is going to be that rise. So it's about 8 inches to the center of the bar from the yardstick right here. We'll make sure it's the same on both sides, but it is. So 8 inches is about the center of the bar at that peak. All right, now we have my wife's brand new 2026 Street Glide with stock bars on it. She's only got about 450 miles on this bike. She just got it a month ago. So she still has her other bike. She's rode it some too. So don't be teasing her about not putting no miles on. She put 200 and plus miles on it yesterday in the rain. That's why it's dirty. Now, as you can see, these are significantly different. They come, I think a measurement that probably needs to be noted is how much further back they come. The other bars were over the stick up here, and these come back to you, I would say, 3 to 3.5 inches from the yardstick at the end. These bars were about to measure endpoint to endpoint. The CVO bars are supposed to be wider. These are about 31 inches, 31.25, and those were 34.5. So they say 1.6 inches wider. I don't know where they're measuring that, but I'm getting more like 3 inches wider. At best, these are 31.5. And those are 34.5. So 3 inches wider endpoint to endpoint by my measurements. Now, it's going to be a little hard to tell because they come back further, but at an eyeball, I would say these bars at the center are only an inch and a half to an inch and 3/4 above the yardstick. The others were 4.5. So I'd say they're more than 2 inches higher at the ends out here. Now in here, the bend was also pretty much above the yardstick. Here the bend is much more in front of the yardstick. Just trying to eyeball it, I'm gonna say it's about 5 inches from the yardstick to the bend up here at the highest point. The others were 11, so substantially higher there and substantially more angle. Now, I would say from the end of the handlebar back from this bend here, about 7 inches. So about 7 inches from here to back here if you were measuring that directly across. I didn't realize how much difference there was, so I didn't measure it on camera, but this difference from this bend to the end of the bar, the pullback, is only like 4 inches, maybe 4.5 on the CVO Street Glide ST bars. So you have a lot more pullback on the stock bars. Now this center on those bars were 11 inches. These are 15.5 roughly. Again, these are totally different design, but those come in and then come out at a much sharper angle. I'm just going to tell you, in my opinion, the CVO Street Glide ST bars are 10 times better than the stock bars. I could live with them and not have to change them. I've done 1,500 miles on them, and I don't feel cramped or hurt in the shoulders or anything like that when I get done, and I really do like them. We'll talk more about that and why they are the way they are for the design after we measure my 12-inch Twin Peaks. All right, well, here we have my 2024 Street Glide. And I've been riding this bike for about a year and a half. Now, when I bought it, the dealer was offering free handlebars with purchase. You had to choose from bars they had in stock. I went with LA Chopper 12-inch Twin Peaks. So that's what these are and what we're going to be comparing to. Now, let's just start with the width because I think it's different considerably for me. Tip to tip, 36 inches and a half. CVO Street Glide ST was 34 and a half. So these bars are about 2 inches wider than that. Stock bars were 31 1/4, so we're over 5 inches wider than stock bars, and the CVO bars are in between. Now, this rise, of course, is a big concern and a big difference here. So I measure about 7 inches from the yardstick to the center of the end of the bar. On the ST, we were at 4.5 inches. So I've got 2.5 inches more rise at the end of the bar here. Let's see how much difference we have at this peak in here. That looks like 9 inches to me. The ST bars were about 8. So the ST bars weren't quite as high as this, but they dropped down more. They have more of an angle like this as they come from this point out to the end. Now for pullback, I would say these bars are about 2 inches further back at the end than the ST bars. The ST bars were right above this stick. These are back about 2 inches. So these come wider, but they come closer to you. We've got about 15 inches between the inside of the bars here, so plenty of room to see the screen here. The ST are more like 11 inches there, so these bars don't cave in and then come back out. I mean, I've rode 1,500 miles on the ST bars, and I had no problem seeing the display with those bars. So that's not really much of a significant difference one way or the other for anybody. All right, guys, now I really do like these handlebars, but I want to point something out here. And if you see right here, we have a curve on the inside, and then on the outside, we have more of a 90-degree angle. Makes this part of the bar right here much wider. It's not a big deal for me. I really like to keep my phone inside the tray here. So I don't really care, but some people do mount phones on handlebars. And you can mount one on here. Here's a clamp style I have. I just put it on here to show and demonstrate. And there's room between the perch of the controls, which is these screws here, that's called a perch mount when you buy a phone mount that goes into those, and the bar to do a clamp. I've been running my 360 clamp over there to run my 360 camera. Now, on this side of the bike, it gets a little more tricky. I do have my 360 camera mount over here, but because of where the master cylinder is located, this clamp only has so much angle. I cannot rotate that further back. It hits the master cylinder as this clamp gets wider in here. Now, it's not a big deal with this 360 camera because this thing is adjustable and I can point it different ways and do stuff with it. So it's really not the end of the world for me. But I do want to make you aware that you have very limited room on this side of the bar to clamp anything. And if you're going to run two clamps on the handlebars for anything, that's something to be aware of. All right, guys, after pretty much 1,500 miles, I have a pretty good feeling for these bars. I've rode them on a ton of twisty, curvy roads, rode very aggressive. I've flat out just hauled in a straight line with them. I've rode on divided highway, interstate for a little bit. And I feel like they're far, far superior to the stock Street Glide bars. And I do like them better than my LA 12-inch Twin Peaks. If I could get a set of bars, if anybody buys this bike and has a set of takeoff bars they want to get rid of, please let me know. Now, I hear the OEM wants $900 for them when they become available. So far, I don't know anybody that's been able to buy them. I've seen people say, send me comments saying that, you know, they were told that they would be available in May, that they were not VIN-locked. I've heard they are VIN-locked from Harley-Davidson because they're a CVO part. And then I've heard that they won't be available till October. Now, it's not uncommon for parts on a CVO to be VIN-locked or on a new bike to be VIN-locked for a period of time. What I can tell you, what I notice is when I'm riding aggressively, I get down on the bike. I get down close to the dash. So the 5-inch windshield makes sense when you ride that way. A 10-inch windshield, you're going to be looking through it, you know. So also, the angle of the bars works really good when I get down and I get aggressive on the bike. When the bike is turned, for example, I'm going to sit on it. Okay, sit it up straight. I have no problem reaching it this way. Now, my other bars are a couple inches longer. Put my hand out there, that's a little harder. The real trick is when you're turning it to the left and reaching with your right hand. Putting that out there is even harder on my arm and my shoulder to reach and twist. Putting it in here, not so bad. Putting it out higher, further away, more difficult. So, being down and aggressive on the bike, I like these. Would I like them up here? I don't know. That doesn't feel as comfortable on my shoulders as here. So that 2 or 3 inches can make a real difference when you're riding aggressively. I think if you're buying this bike to track day or to ride very aggressively the majority of the time, leave these bars alone. You can tour on them unless you're a lot significantly taller than me, and then you might be uncomfortable. And for reference, I'm about 5'8 and a half, just between 5'8 and 5'9. So not particularly tall in the torso like my dad, or short in the torso. So pretty average build for somebody in that height range. You can see here my arms look angled down a little bit, and they are. My 12s are pretty close to even. I like the downward angle of them. I think Harley-Davidson nailed these bars. Now, Harley-Davidson took 2 years to release this bike after the Road Glide ST came out. And a big part of that was getting these bars right. They wanted the rider fitment to be very close to what the Road Glide ST was. So they made these bars to fit that and to work so that the rider's in basically the same position as the Road Glide. Now, some people are going to say it's crazy it took them 2 years to make bars, but you know, I don't design motorcycles for a living and have to get them approved through regulations and make sure that the handlebars meet requirements. And there is handlebar requirements on different models, different things they have to do, measurements from the bar to the top of the seat, things like that. If you don't like stock handlebars, complain to your congressman, get with your motorcycle rights organization, get all handlebar laws removed completely so the manufacturer is not restricted to trying to comply with specific regulations regarding handlebars. All right, guys, again, if you like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. That really helps the channel grow. Also, if you dig this content, want to see more of it, please subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.